Peace to brothers and sisters.
今天是我们神所为我们所定的日子。
Today is the day that the Lord has made for us.
我们要为这个日子献上感恩。
We want to give thanks for this day.
因为第四十八年不是每一天都有的。
Because it's not every day that we can celebrate 48th anniversary.
而且也不是每一年都要有都停在四十八年。
And we do not stop at 48 years.
今天要跟大家分享的信息
The message this morning
就是在旧约的约书亚记
In the Old Testament, the book of Joshua.
那第三章第一到第七节
Chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
那我先念中文，全部完之后，请 Victor 念英文。
Pastor Shen was going to read in Chinese first.
耶稣亚清朝起来，和以色列众人都离开石亭，来到约旦河，就住在那里等候过河。过了三天，官长走遍营中，吩咐百姓说：“你们看见耶和华你们的神的约柜。”又见祭司利未人抬着，就要离开所住的地方，跟着耶柜去。只是你们和耶柜相离要两二千肘，不可与耶柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。耶稣也吩咐百姓说，你们要自己，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。耶稣亚又吩咐祭司说，你们抬起约柜在百姓前头过去。于是他们抬着约柜在百姓 前头走。耶和华对耶稣亚说，从今日起，我必使你在以色列众人眼前尊大，使他们知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你们同在。
Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim, and came to the Jordan, and they lodged there before they crossed. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the midst of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it.However, there shall be between you and it a distance of about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go, for you have not passed this way before. Then Joshua said to the people, Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over ahead of the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went ahead of the people.Now the Lord said to Joshua, This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you.
愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May God bless those who hear his words.
我们首先做简单的祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们要感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你从过去直到如今，你所做的事，这是都是何等的奇妙。
Old until now, all your works are wonderful.
你在我们教会所做到，直到如今一直在做着。
And what you have done in our church, you are still doing.
我们相信你会继续在我们的前面做我们奇妙的工作。
We know in the future you will do wonderful things.
我们为这一天献上感恩。
We thank you for this day.
求神使用以下的时间。
May God use the following time.
感恩祷告。
Thank you in praise.
都是奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢神，因为他的慈爱永远长存。
We thank God for His loving kindness.
他的信实直到万代。
His faithfulness is to all generations.
在他的带领之下，我们安然度过了，走到今天的第四十八，今年的第四十八个年头。
Under his guidance, we arrived at our 48th year.
那走过来不是一条容易的路。
It was not an easy road.
但是神的恩典够用。
But God's grace is sufficient.
尤其是在2020年，这是很不平凡的一年。
2020 is an unusual year.
原本全世界因为疫情的冲击造成世界的混乱。
The world was a mess due to the assault of the coronavirus.
那让人心惶惶。
People are panicking.
那到处都是不安。
There were unrest everywhere.
然后又出现了乔治·弗洛伊德的事件。
And then there was the incident of George Floyd.
然后就引发了关注黑人生命的运动。
What about BLM?
那这个就搅乱了整个美国，甚至波及到全世界。
And this upset the whole country, and then it spread to the whole world.
那这个抗议游行很快就失去控制。
These protests went out, spiraling out of control fast.
那就变成了一个到处是打、砸、跟抢、跟烧的暴力革命。
And it became fights, burning, and just looting everywhere.
那美国这个名字叫合众国这个的命名的国家。
United States, just as it says, these are the United States.
那再一次陷入公开的撕裂啊。
And then a division started to appear.
那自从年初疫情爆发以后
，since the beginning of the pandemic at the beginning of the year.
我们听到了不少有关基督徒应该怎么面对的信息。
We heard many voices as to how the Christians should view all this.
到目前为止，我们还没有看到有任何的迹象，什么时候疫情要被遏制。
We haven't seen any slowing to the pandemic when it will stop.
我们还听说可能会有第二波、第三波的那个疫情的蔓延。
But we heard there may be second and third wave of the pandemic.
那就在这个时候，人就开始怀疑。
And people are wondering now.
我们住在这个美国。
As we live in the United States.
这个美国会继续像过去一样，他们有信仰、跟道德、有法律、有更秩序的国家吗
？Will it be like in the past when this country has faith, morality, law, and order?
今天在这个世上，我们亲眼看见佛发生的事。
As we see what is happening today in this world.
其实是在表明圣经有关末世的预言正在一步一步的在实现。
This actually shows the fulfillment of the end time prophecy in the Bible.
面对这样的环境跟不可知的未来
，facing this uncertain future and circumstances，
我们的教会一定会面临很多的考验。
Our church will face many challenges.
我们会等待许多我们没有想到的那个挑战。
These challenges that we have unexpected.
我们基督徒要怎么样继续往前走
？How do we go forward as Christians？
我们的教会怎么样继续往前跟随主
？How do we follow Christ forward？
今天我要从耶稣雅记第三章来思考这个问题。
We will examine these questions from Joshua chapter 3.
这一章呢，一开始就讲到耶稣要清朝起来。
This chapter told us Joshua rose early in the morning.
他跟以色列人离开了实亭。
He and all Israel left Shittim.
那就到了约旦河边。
They came to the Jordan.
是预备要过河的。
Preparing to cross.
他们为什么要过河
？Why did they want to cross?
原来在这条河约旦河的西面。
On the west side of the Jordan,
就是神早在四十年以前就应许要赐给以色列人的迦南美地
，was what God promised to the Israelites, the land of Canaan.
只不过当年的人听到了探子的回报之后
，but the people at that time listened to the spies.
那些他们说迦南人高大，而且是勇猛。
They said the Canaanites were giants and were scary.
他们一听到了以后就吓得要死。
They were scared.
十二个探子里面的十个就向他们的领袖摩西投了反对票。
10 of the 12 spies gave the negative report to Moses.
所以他们不肯攻占迦南美地。
And they were unwilling to go in and conquer Canaan.
结果那一次的决定就导致他们在旷野耗尽了四十年的时光。
That decision caused them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
直到当日信心软弱的人都死在旷野上。
So that all those who lacked faith died in the wilderness.
今天神再一次给他们机会。
God gave them another chance today.
为他们兴起了耶稣亚，继续接着摩西。
Raised up Joshua to succeed Moses.
带领以色列人前进迦南美地。
To lead the Israelites into Canaan.
那第一、第二章讲到耶稣亚派两个探子到耶利哥城索取情报。
Chapter 2 said Joshua sent two spies into Jericho to gather information.
他们的任务达成以后，满怀信心的报告说。
After completing their mission, they gave the report with full faith.
他说：“耶和华果然将那全地交在我们的手中，那地的一切居民在我们面前心都消化了。”
Surely the Lord has given all the land into our hands.Moreover, all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before us.
原来在他们去之前，神早就告诉过他们。
Before they went, God told them.
而且向他们保证。
Gave them a guarantee.
迦南美地是属于他们的。
The beautiful land of Canaan will belong to them.
耶稣亚听到了这个报告以后，欣然就开始采取行动。
After Joshua heard the report, he took action.
所以召集所有的以色列人说：“快走啊，我们向前走。”
He assembled all Israel to march forward.
哪里想到一到了约旦河就心慌了。
But when they came to Jordan, they panicked.
那原来这个时候的约旦河呢，正是河水最漫长的时候。
The flow of the Jordan was the highest at this point.
平常只不过是三到十尺的深。
Usually it's 3 to 10 feet deep.
然后呢，宽也是90到100尺宽
，maybe 90 to 100 feet wide。
那现在涨过了整个两岸
，now it overflowed both banks。
而且都差不多有一里的宽呢
，and maybe the width is about a mile。
那怎么过去呢
？How do they cross？
积极一点的人，他们会可能会想很多种过河的方法。
Those who are optimistic may come up with many ways to cross。
有人想的是，哇，我们就找一个木筏走过去啊。
Some may say, let's make rafts to cross.
有的人说，我们游泳过去啊。
Some may say, let's swim across.
有一些保守的人说，哎呀，我们在等水水退了以后，我们再说吧。
Those who are cautious may say, let's let the water subside and then see.
那但是消极的人，他们说，哎呀，算了，我们不要去了。
Those who are negative will say,We'll give up. Let's go back.
今天我们有时候也常常遇到大拦阻的时候，我们也会有这样的心态。
Today, as we face the obstacles, we will have the same kind of questions.
同样的一件大的拦阻，就有不同的反应。
The same obstacles will have many responses.
你是选择面对挑战呢，还是你要逃避挑战
？Will you face the challenge or will you escape from the challenge?
我们怎么办
？What should we do?
今天的经文告诉我们几个信息。
Today's scripture gives us several messages.
那第一节到第七节第一个信息告诉我们说我们要等候仰望上帝。
The first is to wait on the Lord.
的确，以色列人看到约旦河水涨漫过两岸的时候吓呆了。
When the people saw the Jordan overflow its banks, they were shocked.
那耶稣亚知道他们根本没有办法过河。
Joshua knew that they had no way to cross.
那危机当前的时候，他怎么做
？At this crisis, what should he do?
他就告诉百姓们等候。
He told them to wait.
3天的等候。
To wait for 3 days.
对于耶稣亚来说，是一个很漫长的。
These 3 days seems endless.
因为他担心这个等候三天呢，老百姓就开始就心急，而且忙乱。
He was afraid that the people will become impatient and there will be chaos.
那一乱了以后呢，就不可收拾啊。
After chaos, things will get out of control.
但是他告诉他们说，等候再等候。
He told them to wait and wait.
那等候往往是神用来考验我们的信心。
Waiting is when God uses to test our faith.
但是也是给我们成长的一个机会。
He also gives us opportunities to grow.
让我们知道不要靠自己，乃是要依靠神。
So that we will not depend on ourselves but on God.
记得旧约圣经中的扫罗王吗？
You remember Saul in the Old Testament?
当他看见腓力斯人多像沙一样的军兵来侵犯的时候。
When he saw the Philistine army as numerous as the sand,
那他就心就很着急。
He became impatient.
就他就等不及先知撒母耳就献祭。
He could not wait for Samuel to come and offer the sacrifice.
他擅自献祭给神。
So he offered the sacrifice himself.
他因为莽撞越过了职分，他就毁了他的一生。
Because of his recklessness of stepping over his own position, it ruined his whole life.
那其实等候不是浪费时间。
Waiting is not wasting time.
那以赛亚先知曾经说过这样的话。
Prophet Isaiah said.
他说：“但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。”
Yet those who wait for the Lord, we will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
那更重要的是，等候会让你更清楚神的下一步的引导。
More importantly, as we wait, we will know more clearly God's guidance for the next step.
等候神真的不容易。
It is not easy to wait on the Lord.
但这个是我们基督徒一生要学的功课。
But this is a lesson all Christians should learn.
许多时候我们耐心不够。
Many times we are impatient.
所以我们就自己自作主张。
That we take things into our own hands.
那就像我们今天面临我们的生活里面。
There are many things that we face today.
就是有没有帮助孩子选择学校，或者是他们要交朋友，或者是婚姻、事业、工作。
As we help our children to choose school, and then their friends, or in God's marriage and profession and our ministry.
那包括你自己要不要做，或者是在这要不要搬家，这些都很重要，都是上帝所看重的。
And whether you should stay or relocate, these are all things God cares about.
你有没有曾经为这些事情交给神，让他来引导？
Have you given these things to the Lord and asked Him to lead?
那在神面前安静等候是很重要。
For God, it's important that we wait quietly.
今天基督徒很多时候没有时间等候。
Today, many Christians do not have time to wait.We are so busy that we cannot wait on God. That as we do not have time to wait on Him, then we get in front of God to help Him to decide. May God have mercy on us. That we will not be foolish. That we have to know what is God's will.That we have one misstep and we will regret for our whole lives.
第二个是讲到这个信息的第二个。
The second message.
好，我们刚才讲到那个等候神的重要。
We talked about the importance of waiting on the Lord.
神告诉我们说，凡盼望神的都不至于羞愧。
Those who wait on the Lord will not be ashamed.
当我们学习安静等候神的时候
as we learn to wait on the Lord,
神一定会帮你开路。
He will open the way for you.
因为你尊重他的引导。
Because you respect his guidance.
因为你相信他的智慧。
Because you believe in his wisdom.
那求神给我们这样的那个很好的操练。
May God give us these exercises.
等候仰望神。
That we wait upon the Lord.
那第二个信息告诉我们说，我们要让神在前面引导。
The second message is to let God lead.
那以色列人等候神的结果是什么呢？
What is the result of Israelites waiting on the Lord?
那就是他们重新得力。
That we gain the strength.
然后他们的信心就加强。
And that they increase their faith.
那神的指示就更清楚了。
God's will became clearer.
那个时候他们得到官长的指令是什么呢？
What directions did they receive from the officers?
他说你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜。
When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
又看见祭司利未人抬着。
Your God with the Levitical priests carrying it.
那就要离开所住的地方跟着约柜去。
then you should set out from your place and go after it.
只是你们跟耶柜相离要2000肘。
However, there shall be between you and it a distance of about 2,000 cubits by measure.
不可跟耶柜相近。
Do not come near it.
使你们知道所当走的路。
That you may know the way by which you should go.
因为这条路是你们向来没有走过的。
For you have not passed this way before.
那官长很清楚告诉他们。
The officers told them clearly.
神在这场的战略的位置是什么
？What is God's position in this battle？
神的耶柜是在前，然后百姓在后。
The ark is to be in front, and the people are in the back。
意思是什么呢
？What does this mean？
神的耶柜在哪里，他们就跟到哪里。
Wherever the ark of the Lord goes, the people will follow。
神是一个引导者，我们是被引导者。
God is the leader, we are the followers.
请问耶柜跟战争有关系吗？
Let me ask a question. Does the ark have anything to do with the battle?
是有关系，而且很重要。
It is very important, yes.
那个耶柜代表什么？
What does the ark represent?
它是神大能同在的象征。
It is the symbol of God's power.
耶柜里面放着摩西的两块法板。
Inside the ark,are the two tablets of Moses.
还有亚伦发芽的杖。
And Aaron's rod that budded.
还有装着玛拿的金罐子三样东西。
And the golden jar with the manna.
对于以色列人来说。
For the Israelites.
耶柜代表着神的同在跟神的引导。
The ark represents God's presence and guidance.
当神在前面引导的时候，他们就知道怎么走。
When God is in front leading, they know where to go.
为什么神规定百姓要跟着耶柜走？
Why did God want the people to follow the ark?
而且规定跟耶柜有一定的距离呢？
And at the distance.
主要是要让他们很清楚地看见。
So that the people will know.
因为那个如果太靠近，他们就看不见。
If they are too close, then they cannot see clearly.
如果有个距离远一点，他们就看到耶柜在哪里。
As they are further back, they see where the ark is.
那而且在那个里面告诉他们说。
And this tells them.
而且绝对不能够随便乱碰耶柜。
That they will not, they should not touch the ark.
旧约中的耶柜是神圣之物。
The Old Testament ark was a holy object.
除了祭司可以 touch， 其他的人不能碰的。
Other than the priests, no one can touch it.
记得旧约中有一个人名叫做乌撒吗？
Remember in the Old Testament, there's a man named Uzzah.
因为他不经意伸手扶着约柜。
Because he carelessly extended his hand to touch the ark.
所以他马上就被神击杀。
God struck him down immediately.
神很清楚地规定耶柜的运送是用抬的而不是用赶的推的。
God clearly instructed that the ark was to be carried when in transportation.
放在牛车上来赶是对上帝的不尊敬。
Put it on the cart to be carried by cattle is dishonoring God.
而且不能随便触摸的，上帝不要我们扶着的。
And God doesn't want anybody to touch it. He doesn't want us to prop it up.
真心讲说免得就只会死亡。
And the Bible tells us lest we die.
这是一个血淋淋的教训。
This is a lesson taught in blood.
那提醒他们什么呢？
What is it to remind them?
要很认真地看待神的吩咐。
That they are to take God's commands seriously.
神吩咐什么就要遵从什么，绝对不能随便。
That as God commands we are to do it exactly.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
谁在主导你的人生呢？
Who is guiding your life?
是神呢，还是你自己？
Is it God or yourself?
是你在神的前面呢，或是神在你的前面？
Is God ahead of you or you ahead of God?
谁是你生命中的第一呢？
Who is number one in your life?
那这是很重要的抉择。
These are important decisions.
我们信靠他，因为他是我们的救主。
We trust him because he is our savior.
我们服侍他，因为他是我们人生的主。
We serve him because he is the Lord of our lives.
我们歌颂他，因为他很伟大。
We sing to him because he is great.
我们赞美他，因为他爱我们。
We praise him because he loves us.
我们跟随神。
We follow him.
他是光。
Because he is light.
他能够照亮我们前面的道路。
He can illumine our path.
我们教会走过了48年。
Our church went through 48 years.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
前面的几位牧师 立下了美好的榜样。
The pastors preceding us gave us great examples.
他们教导我们如何跟随主。
They taught us how to follow the Lord.
在短暂的人生里头。
In this short life.
神的位置很重要。
God's position is very critical.
神是我们的大好牧人。
He is our great shepherd.
他一定会引导。
He will guide.
他一定会供应。
He will provide.
他一定会保护。
And he will protect.
我们的人生因着他，他有方向。
Because of him, we have direction in our lives.
那第三个信息告诉我们要清除灵尘的障碍。
The third message is to remove spiritual obstacles.
那耶稣也很清楚地告诉他们，这场战争是关乎到上帝的名。
Joshua told them this battle concerns God's holy name.
在前面引导的是圣洁的上帝。
The one leading them is the Holy God.
所以他就吩咐他们说。
So he told the people.
你们要自己，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。
Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
当年以色列人拜金牛犊。
When the Israelites worshipped the golden calf.
可拉一党的人背叛。
And Korah's rebellion.
米利暗患大麻风。
Midian's leprosy.
这些都是因为得罪神的结果。
These are the results of sinning against God.
耶稣亚对那件不幸的事情记忆还很新。
Joshua remembered these things very clearly.
因此他非常看重分别为圣的生活。
So he viewed the consecration life as very important.
他认为灵性上的任何的污秽跟渣滓跟拦阻一定要扫得清清楚楚而且一干二净。
So he saw that any spiritual filthiness and cleanness of these obstacles have to be cleaned, cleared.
不要让这些污秽来成为我们的向前的拦阻。
That these filth will not become obstacles in our going forward.
如果我们心里注重罪孽，主根本不听我们的祷告。
If we regard iniquity in our hearts, God will not listen to our prayers.
除非我们先清除里面的垃圾，那个垃圾。
Unless we clean the garbage inside us.
要让主耶稣基督的宝血洁净我们。
And let God's and let the blood of Jesus cleanse us.
当以色列人自觉之后
，When Israel consecrated themselves,
神就在他们的中间彰显奇妙大事。
God showed them a wonderful thing.
这里讲的奇事是什么呢
？What is the wonder?
包括两方面。
There are two things.
一方面就是指神带领以色列人过约旦河走干地。
One is to lead the Israelites to cross on dry land.
那第二个启示是什么呢
？What is the second wonder?
就是住在约旦河的西边的这些王，听说那个他们要过来，他们心消化，不再有那个不再有胆气。
That the kings living on the west side of the Jordan, after they heard the news, their hearts melted.
那在渡过河之前。
Before they crossed the river,
神很清楚吩咐以色列人在神面前省察自己。
God told the Israelites to examine themselves.
告诉他们有没有什么那个罪会隐藏会绊倒整个事工。
Are there any hidden sins that will put a setback to the mission?
如果有罪，要马上悔改。
If they have sins, they had to repent immediately.
而且要跟罪划分界限。
And they had to be cut off from sin completely.
如果有罪，神不可能帮助我们得胜。
If we have sinned, God is not going to help us to be victorious.
保罗以神的慈悲劝蒙恩的基督徒。
Paul admonished the Christians.
那他自己讲过。
Paul said,
如果你要被神使用
，If you want to be used by God,
你必须要圣洁。
You have to be holy.
那所以保罗他说。
Paul said,
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
If anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
所以弟兄姐妹
So, brothers and sisters,
我们都可以成为上帝合用的器皿。
We all can be vessel for God's use.
那不要以为说你没有做过神学的教育，你就或者是啊，你没有做过装备训练，那你就不能为神做事。
Just because you did not go to seminary or that you haven't been properly prepared, that you cannot be used by God.
那唯一的条件就是分别为圣，过自己的生活，神就使用。
The only rule is to be holy so that God can use you.
弟兄姐妹，神已经带领我们的教会走到今年的第48年。
Brothers and sisters, God led us into our 48th year.
但我们怎么样往前走呢？
How do we go forward?
前面有怎么样的挑战我们不晓得。
We do not know what challenges face us.
那就像很多人对于可能2020年在去年前年也早就有了计划。
Maybe some people have already prepared for 2020 in the previous years.
可是呢没有想到到来到2020年整个计划都你打断了。
But when we came to 2020, all the plans probably went out the window.
那今天不仅是那个整个世界的经济被那个被重创了。
Today the whole world economy have been crushed.
而且整个世界的秩序也乱了。
The order is all messed up.
然后也冲击了很多家庭的生活。
And there were attacks on the family.
然后也影响到整个教会的事工。
And then it affected the ministry of the church.
可是神在这里很清楚告诉我们。
But God told us clearly.
我们虽然不知道将来怎么走，
even though we do not know the future.
但是你唯一现在要做的是什么？
But we know what to do now.
现在是先在神的面前自觉。
That we are to commit ourselves right now.
我们要在这神的面前悔改认罪。
That we are to repent of our sins.
当我们被神洁净的时候，
When God cleanses us.
我们就可以往前走。
That we can go forward.
不管是我们的家底，或者是我们的工作，还有将来的教会事工，都蒙神的保守。
Whether it's our family, our profession, or our church, God will be with us.
所以主要是我们现在做什么。
So the important thing is what do we do
right now? 就是现在被洁净，然后神会带领我们的未来。
That we are to be cleansed, and God will guide us for the future.
所以清除灵尘障碍很重要。
So it's very important to remove spiritual obstacles.
最后一个讲到什么信息呢？我们要抓住神的应许。
Lastly, we are to take hold of God's promises.
耶稣雅的信心是从哪里来呢？是来自于神。
What did Joshua's promise came from? From God.
那这个是很在这个关键的时刻。
And this is a critical time.
那神就直接告诉他说。
God told Joshua,
他说从今日起我必使你在以色列众人眼前尊大，使他们知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you.
耶稣要记得多年以前，
Joshua remembered many years ago,
以色列人被埃及的兵丁追赶的事。
When the Egyptian army pursued Israelites,
那他也知道前面有红海，后面有追兵。
In front of them is the Red Sea, and behind them are the pursuing army.
那时候神叫摩西向红海伸出手杖。
God told Moses to stretch out his staff toward the Red Sea.
那红海的水就分开了。
The Red Sea divided.
以色列人就走了干地而过。
Israel walked across on dry land.
那平安的到达对岸。
Reached the other side safely.
摩西再一次向红海伸展。
Moses stretched out his staff again.
海水又在复合了。
And the water went over the bank.
把所有的埃及的追兵都淹埋在海里面。
And drowned all the Egyptian armies pursuing them.
耶稣也亲眼看到神做了什么。
Joshua personally saw what God did.
他知道神既然应许了他，
He knew God promised him.
神的大能将要再与他同在。
God's power will be with him again.
就像跟
与那个摩西同在一样。
Just as God was with Moses.
我们今天深信神的应许。
Today we believe in God's promises.
我们也是一样啊，紧紧地抓住它。
That we grab hold of Him tightly.
不管这个世界怎么变。
Regardless of how the world changes.
不管我们前面的挑战多大。
Regardless of the challenges ahead of us.
我们不要再惧怕。
We should not fear.
我们不要被环境所左右。
That we will not be constrained by the circumstances.
我们要靠着神的大能越过所有的环境。
That depending on God's might, we cross, we pass all circumstances.
我们能用信心的眼光看到上帝的，上帝与我们同在的未来。
That through the eyes of faith, we see God will be with us.
神同在，我们就得胜。
God's presence means we are victorious.
基督徒的生活不竟然是一帆风顺的。
The Christian's life is not always smooth sailing.
我们走路的时候也不太容易的。
It's not easy to walk.
因为圣经告诉我们说，基督徒走的是一个十字架的窄路。
Because the Bible tells us our road is the narrow path of the cross.
我们服侍上帝也不容易。
It's not easy to serve the Lord.
事实上，今天有很多基督徒过着失败跟软弱的生活。
Many Christians are living the defeated and weak Christian life.
他们从来没有经历过所谓是基督徒的丰盛。
They have not experienced the abundance of the Christian life.
他们没有感觉说越是奉神越甘甜。
They have not experienced that the more they serve the Lord, the sweeter it is.
那他们觉得说做基督徒太辛苦了。
They think being a Christian is hard.
因为他们忘了他们的依靠是谁。
They forgot who is their trust.
他们已经忘了神应许我们什么。
He forgot what God promised us.
今天的经文告诉我们怎么样面对未来。
Today's scripture told us how to face the future.
经文中的约旦河就是我们的困难、我们的挫折、我们的失败、我们的软弱。
Jordan represents our difficulties, setbacks, and weaknesses.
弟兄姐妹，你的约旦河在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, what is your Jordan?
你的约旦河你怎么度过？
How do you cross the Jordan?
你看到约旦河你怕吗？
Are you afraid of the Jordan?
把你生命中的约旦河交给神。
Take your Jordan and give it to God.
神一定会帮助我们越过这个约旦河。
God will help us cross the Jordan.
我们得胜的关键在哪里？
How do we become victorious?
等候仰望神。
We wait upon the Lord.
然后让神走在前面。
That God will go in front of us.
我们清除灵程上的障碍。
That we clear the obstacles.
然后我们就抓住神的应许。
We take hold of God's promises.
你就能够得胜。
You will be victorious.
我们应该也是用这样的态度来面向未来。
That we use this attitude to face the future.
我们的教会成立已经48年了。
Our church has been established for 48 years.
最了解我们教会的是谁呢？
Who understands our church the most?
就是跟教会走过48年的陈师母。
It's Mrs. Chang who has been with us for 48 years.
可能你也会说，我48年以前我也在教会啊。
You may say I was here 48 years ago.
可是你现在还在我们的教会吗？
Are you still at our church?
那陈师母一直在这个教会里。
Mrs. Chang has been here all the time.
教会主要是白天晚上她的心也都在那里。
Her heart is with the church all the time.
所以我说最了解 CCCB 的就是陈师母。
The person who understands CCCB the most is Mrs. Chang.
教会怎么开始走到今天？
How do we start and to come to
教会的一点一滴
at every single point in this church.
教会走过高山低谷
as we went up to the hill and into the valley.
我们教会碰到顺境跟逆境
as we are successful and we have setbacks.
我们教会有些痛苦跟快乐的经验
as we face sorrows and joys.
陈师母都知道
Mrs. Chang knows all.
我很荣幸在23年里头
That in it's my honor in these 23 years.
从一进入到这个教会直到今天。
From the time I came to this church until now.
他一直是一个最了解、最体系、最支持、最关心我的同工。
That she was the one that most understands me and can most sympathize with me.
可能我们教会中间有人说，我也在教会当同工啊。
Some of you may say, I'm also a co-worker at the church.
那但是你有没有跟他真的是每一天，除了在他的家，只要他来到教会，我大概就是跟他同工。
That almost every day, she is here at church. I'm co-laboring with her.
我们一起分享喜乐，一起分担难处。
We share our joys and our difficulties.
我们也一起流泪过，也一起欢笑过。
We wept and then we laughed.
我们一起探访，我们一起做教会的工作，一起祷告。
We visited together. We do ministry together. And we pray together.
他真的是把这个教会当作自己的家。
This is her home, her family.
他把自己，他把弟兄姐妹当作自己的属灵的孩子。
He treats all the brothers and sisters as her spiritual children.
他每天晚上很晚睡的。
Every night she goes to sleep late.
那后来我才发现，原来她花很多时间跟弟兄姐妹啊交通。
And then I discovered she was exchanging messages and fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters.
所以她可以，她告诉我说，沈牧师，你晚上十一点半打电话，我好多还没有睡觉。
So she told me if you call me at 11:30, I'm still up.
那她真的是很尽忠职守。
She is very respectful.
她很爱护教会里的弟兄姐妹。
She loves the brothers and sisters in the church.
她这四十八年来，不晓得跟多少个执事同工们，还牧者们同工。
And she was the co-laborer with many deacons and pastors at this church.
那她都了解过他们的那个做事的方法。
And she understood the way they work.
那他总是想尽办法跟他们同工。
And she did all she could to help.
他把自己毫无保留的献上给神。
She gave her all without reservation.
我发现他没有活着为自己，乃是为神而活。
I discovered she did not live for herself but for God.
我非常的珍惜他。
I treasure her greatly.
那有时候我会发现，我甚至我也会替他打抱不平的。
And sometimes I want to fight for her injustices.
因为我发现很多人不了解的时候，都往她那边诉苦。
That when somebody doesn't understand, they always come to her.
或者是教会有问题的时候，都往她那边发牢骚。
When there are problems, they complain to her.
那真的发现她也为了我受了很多的委屈。
And because of me, she took some she did some sufferings.
但是他很在乎神的名。
But she cares about God's name.
我很清楚知道，只要我一离开教会一天两天，一个礼拜。
I know when I leave the church for one or two days or a week.
他总是很关心。
She always cares.
他真的巴不得我希望我不要离开教会啊。
She does not want me to leave the church.
因为他说你一走出教会，他很担心教会出了什么事啊。
She's worried that when you leave the church, things will happen in the church.
那但是呢，我总是告诉他，你放心吧，神是，神会照顾他的教会。
I told her to have peace because God will take care of His church.
我可以告诉大家，我的教会里面收到最多的卡片就是陈师母给我的。
I can tell you that I receive most cards for Mrs. Chang.
大部分是鼓励。
Most of it was encouragement.
那要不然就是感谢的话。
And then words of thanksgiving.
要不然的话，他知道我情况如何，他就问安。
And she will ask about my condition.
真的很感谢神。
I thank God.
那他也就像我的属灵的母亲一样。
She is my spiritual mother.
那真是四十八周年。
This 48-year anniversary.
我要感谢上帝。
I want to thank God.
我要感谢众弟兄姐妹。
I want to thank brothers and sisters.
但是我绝对不能够忘记感谢陈师母。
I cannot forget to thank Mrs. Chang.
我们全家里对她的印象非常的深刻。
Our whole family has great respect for her.
我们家里的大小孩子都很清楚知道她是谁。
Everyone in my family know who she is.
我先在这里讲，因为下午我没有时间讲她的有关她的事情。
I want to say a word now because this afternoon I will not be able to.
我希望大家参加今天下午一点半的感恩礼拜。
I hope everyone attends this afternoon's Thanksgiving service.
感谢上帝。
Thank God.
也真是为他在身上做了很多的留下的榜样。
That through her, she gave us many examples.
她配得我们尊敬。
She is worthy of our respect.
配得我们的爱戴。
Worthy of our love.
那求神继续的赐福她。
May God continue to bless her.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道你是属于上帝得胜的子民吗？
Do you know that you are God's victorious people?
我们不管环境如何
regardless of our circumstances,
不管将来的挑战如何
regardless of the challenges,
神已经很清楚告诉我们
God clearly told us,
他说凡从神从上帝生的就胜了这个世界
whoever is born of God overcomes the world,
使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心
and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith,
那求神帮助我们
may God help us,
在疫情的冲击下
That under the assault from the pandemic,
整个世界在改变的时候
when the world was changing,
那整个社会受到冲击的时候
when the society is under assault,
那教会也受到考验的时候
that the church is undergoing trials,
我们的教会继续往前走
that our church will move forward,
有神同在，我们还怕什么
with God's presence, what should we fear?
他是我们的得胜
He is our victory.
Amen.
Amen.